Zero to Book is brought to you by Rainmaker FM, the digital marketing and sales podcast network. Find more great shows and education at rainmaker.fm.
A lot of people aspire to write a book. Maybe you do, but you probably know it's a complex process. Zero to Book is documenting the journey from start to finish so you can learn how to take your book from an idea to a published product. Listen in as best-selling author Jeff Goins helps Pamela Wilson go from zero to book.
Hi, it's Pamela Wilson. Welcome to Zero to Book. I'm flying solo this week. Jeff and his wife, Ashley, had a baby last week, Amelia Ann. And if you want to see her cute, adorable newborn face, you can follow Jeff on Instagram, where he is posting photos on a steady basis, the way any proud father would. So this week I'm on my own, and that is totally fine because I am deep in the middle of book writing time. Up until now, I've had these conversations with Jeff, and it was all happening before I had actually sat down and started writing my book. And I have to tell you, I was getting a little bit antsy because when you know you have a big project ahead of you and you talk about it and you talk about it and you talk about it, you get to this point that it's like, all right, I'm ready to flip the switch and switch over to taking action on this instead of just talking about it. So I've been writing. And of course, that kind of happens on your own. It's really just you and your keyboard. It's not really a group project, which is one of the scary elements about it, and we'll talk more about that later. But two things have helped a lot. I read a book called The 12-Week Year, and I'll drop a link to this in the resources for this episode. The 12-Week Year is all about setting big, audacious goals for yourself and then kind of structuring your time so that you can accomplish these goals in 12 weeks. And one of the things that drew me to that book is that I knew I had about 12 weeks to get my book written. That was about as much time as I had. And as I've mentioned in previous episodes, I have a more than full-time job and also have other activities that I enjoy in my life outside of my job. So my time for writing this book was somewhat limited. And I did have this goal of getting it done within about 12 weeks. So I read this book hoping that I would get some tips and techniques out of it that would help me to get this thing done in the time I had allotted for it. And the way the book works is it talks about setting your goal, which I think most of us understand how to do. We know how to set a goal that we are interested in working towards, something that motivates us. But then it shows you how you can break that goal down to week-by-week tasks, which is important. I think a lot of us think of our goals, and we have these massive goals, and we never think about how we're actually going to get to those goals. So that's an important step, breaking it down into a week-by-week effort that you can make to get yourself closer to the goal. And then it asks you to block out time on your calendar when you will devote completely focused, uninterrupted attention toward working toward this goal, which sounds so simple, right? I mean, I think we all know we need to set goals, we need to break them down into tasks that are doable, and then we need to set aside time to do them. But I don't know about you, but I rarely was approaching my goals with this level of strategy, let's say. So I did all of that. I decided how many words I wanted to write. I broke it down into how many words I would need to write every week. And then I blocked out 2 3-hour periods on my calendar so that I could actually do the work. And then the other component to this system that I find so fascinating is it asks you to take time every week to basically grade your efforts. which sounds so harsh. I mean, you actually have to give yourself a grade. Did I get 60% of what I wanted to get done? Did I get 80% of it done? Did I get 100% of it done? So it asks you to look back and be very kind of honest, brutally honest with yourself about whether you actually accomplished what you set out to do. So I've been doing this the past couple of weeks, and I have to tell you, it is really working. It turns out that the first week I devoted to writing my book, I got sick. So I wasn't feeling well at all, and I got some words written on the book, but not nearly as much as I was hoping to get done. So I started out the 12 weeks way behind. I gave myself a grade of like 30% in that first week, which was awful. It was not a good feeling. But I'll tell you, it really motivated me to sit down and get a lot done in the second week when I was feeling better. So it's amazing how well this system seems to be working. And I wanted to let you all know, if you are interested in learning more about time management and setting kind of big audacious goals for yourself, the 12-week year seems like a really good system. The other thing that's been really helpful has been Scrivener. Jeff and I mentioned this in previous episodes. I, in the past, have kind of resisted Scrivener for some reason. It's always seemed very confusing. And it's one of those pieces of software that you look at and you know it's super powerful. But you also have this feeling like, oh, I don't have time to learn this. Like, I don't have time to learn this software that I know will help me to do this task so that I can do this task. So until I actually started writing the book, I had honestly kind of avoided Scrivener. But in a previous episode, Jeff mentioned this project tracker aspect to Scrivener that sounded so fascinating. And the way it works is you tell Scrivener how long you expect your book to be. So a typical nonfiction book is 55,000, 60,000 words, right? So I plug that into Scrivener, and then you tell Scrivener, I'm going to work on it on this day and this day, which, because of this book that I had read, the 12-week year, I knew which days of the week I was going to work on my book. So I plug those into the project tracker in Scrivener, and Scrivener basically does some math and comes back to you with how many words do you need to write every week so that you can stay on track and finish this book by the date that you tell it you want to have the first draft finished. So it's pretty amazing because, again, it's setting this weekly goal, which makes the whole process seem a lot less daunting because, honestly, if you think about writing 60,000 words and you just have that number in your mind, you'll never start because it seems so overwhelming. But if you know you have to write, you know, 5,500 each week, then it's not nearly as bad. So it does this for you within Scrivener. And then outside of that, I was able to figure out kind of how to get my chapters set up and how to use, they have like a note card function that you can use to take notes on your different chapters. And that's been really helpful because sometimes I get odd ideas for things I want to include in the book. So I can very quickly open up Scrivener, drop the idea in and close it up and know that when I sit down to write my book that week, the note is in there. So that's been great. Scrivener has been great. The 12-week year has worked really well for me, and I wanted to pass those resources on to you. I have to tell you, I had kind of a secret fear around this book, and I want to go ahead and confess this so that you know how I feel about this, because I'm thinking that many of you listening may have this same fear. So that's why I'm going to share it with you. My secret fear was that I was so used to writing these concise 1,500-word blog posts, which I've done now for years, that I was not going to be able to squeeze out enough information to fill a book. I was really afraid of this, you know? I just kept thinking, all I know how to write are pieces of content, and those are way shorter. And I was kind of afraid that the book wasn't going to come together because of that. Well, it turns out that it has not been a problem at all. I realize now that I have probably already written this book many, many times over. I've written so many words over the years, and I think that has really helped. I think that spending all that time creating content marketing really helps to prepare you to write a book better than I would have expected. I was actually thinking that it was going to be a detriment because I was so used to writing within kind of a different format, a format that's more concise, more direct. And books, you know, you can kind of take your time and expound on your ideas a little bit in books more than you can in a typical piece of content marketing. So I was afraid of that. It turns out it has not been a problem. I've written so much about so many of the topics that are in the book that I just find that when I sit down to write, it's just all flowing out. So that has been a good thing. And I want to pass that along to you that if you have that same fear that you've never written a book before, that this is just something you've never written, this kind of format is not something you've done before, don't be afraid of that. Because honestly, if you've done a lot of writing, your pump is primed and you're going to be able to do this. One of the things that Jeff said when we were talking in a previous episode was you may actually end up with more content than you actually need, and you can then cut some of it and make it bonus content. And, you know, he said this and I was kind of laughing inside because, like I said, I had this fear that I wasn't going to be able to fill the whole book. So I just didn't think I was going to be in that situation. And now I think I might be. I might be in that situation where I have some additional content that I can offer as a bonus. So that's a great thing. I guess the other thing I want to mention is no matter what system you use to write your book, try not to be super strict and hard on yourself. Like I said, I started out with this very, you know, kind of ambitious 12-week plan. And I ended up getting sick in the first week and didn't do well at all. And, you know, you got to be kind of compassionate with yourself because those things are going to happen. They'll throw your schedule for a loop. But because you're spreading it out over a certain amount of time, you can usually make up for that. So try not to be too strict with yourself. Don't give up before you've started. And you'll get it done. I suspect you'll get it done just as easily as I've been able to get it done so far. So that's my big message for today. I have started doing the actual writing. So far, so good. And those two tools that I found, the book, The 12-Week Year, and then Scrivener, have been super helpful. So something else happened, and I want to share this with you. You know that moment when you're starting to wake up first thing in the morning, but you're not quite awake and you're thinking, this is when I get like some very creative thoughts. Some of them are not useful at all, but once in a while I'll think of something that seems like a really good idea. So this happened to me last weekend. I'm, you know, starting to wake up and I had this idea. I need to start the book factory. So the idea was basically something that came from a previous conversation with Jeff, which was about how to share elements of your book before your book is actually published to help create interest, to help share your ideas with your audience, to get some feedback on what you're writing. And I knew this was something I wanted to do, but I could not figure out how to do it, how to structure it, where to put it. I just couldn't think of it. I just was not coming up with something I was happy with. So I'm lying there and all of a sudden this idea pops into my head, the book factory. So that day I got up and spent some time that weekend setting up the book factory on my site, Big Brand System. And I want to invite you to join the book factory. It's completely free. You get early access to elements of my upcoming book on content marketing. So you'll be able to read chapters as I post them. You'll be able to give me feedback I probably will post the book covers that I'm considering and ask you for your feedback. I may ask for some help promoting the book once it comes out. So it's a way to get early access to all of this. I have one chapter already posted on there. It's a chapter on creating really effective calls to action. And I would love to share it with you. By the time this episode airs, actually, I may have more than one chapter, but for sure the chapter on calls to action is up there. I think it's pretty good. I think you'll find some good information in there that you'll be able to turn around and use. And then the other thing is, everyone who joins the Book Factory for free is going to receive a PDF version of the finished book once it's published. And I cannot wait to share that with everyone who's in that community that we're going to form over there. So here's the URL. It's bigbrandsystem.com/book-factory-join. And when you go to bigbrandsystem.com/book-factory-join, you'll see a very simple page that invites you to join the Book Factory. You'll click the link on the page, go to a page where you just register. You just basically register for a membership on my Big Brand System site. It's completely free. And then you'll be able to go in there, read chapters, send me feedback, let me know what you think. I cannot wait to hear from you. So I'm hoping that you do sign up for the Book Factory. I set it up so that I could share this book with you. So I'm looking forward to getting your feedback and hearing from you. I want to ask you for one more favor before I sign off. At the time I'm recording this episode, Zero to Book only has a few reviews on iTunes. Now, they're all 5-star reviews, and I'm very grateful for them. But the way iTunes works is until you get a certain number of reviews, they can't take an average of the number of reviews. And so basically, your podcast has no stars on it. So that's where we're at the time that I'm recording this. Zero to Books has no stars showing on it unless you go in and actually read the reviews. So I would like to ask you if you can just take a few minutes to go to Zero to Book on iTunes and leave a review for the podcast. Leave an honest review. I would love to hear from you. I know that there are some pretty amazing people listening to this podcast, and I know they're listening because they've reached out to me to tell me how much they're enjoying it. So you are one of those amazing people, and I want to ask you to take a moment to just leave us a review. It would really help other people to find this podcast because it will put some stars on it, and that's what we're going for. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to get Jeff back on as soon as he's available again. I appreciate all your comments, all your feedback, and all your encouragement as I go through this process. And I'm so glad to hear that it's been helpful for everyone listening. Don't forget to sign up for the Book Factory. It's totally free, and I can't wait to share my book with you. That is at bigbrandsystem.com/book-factory-join. And I will see you over there. Thanks for listening. This is Pamela Wilson from Zero to Book.